Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. This is our fall membership drive. We'll get back to that in a few minutes. But first, politicians know it, and so do the rest of us. The economy is what matters these days, and how we respond individually to the economic downturn, the Great Recession, is what Jonathan Pond is all about these days, too. Jonathan Pond is one of America's most respected financial commentators and investment managers. In his PBS specials, Jonathan has taught millions of Americans how to make the most of their money. And for the most of us, that's never been more important than in recent years. So joining us now to talk about what he calls the new affluence and how to achieve it is Jonathan Pond. Welcome, Jonathan.
Thank you very much, Ann. I'm delighted to be back.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. And as I said earlier, this is our fall membership drive. Remember, listener support is the foundation of our budget. Please make your pledge right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Our goal this hour is $3,000, and we can meet this goal with your help. Online pledges count toward the goal, too, at WOSU.org. For a pledge at the $60 level, we'll send you Jonathan Pond's book, The New Affluence. The subtitle of the book is Achieving Financial Security in a Changed Economy. And for that pledge of $60, we'll send you this book, a book you cannot find in bookstores and you cannot order it online. But you can get The New Affluence right now by calling 1-866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org. Jonathan Pond, welcome back.
Thank you.
You know, we started talking about The New Affluence about 2 years ago, I think.
Right.
Does it mean the same thing now as it did back then?
It really hasn't changed, and I had hoped it would have, but we have just a very protracted economic malaise, and that has translated into a financial malaise for so many people, and even those that are relatively well fixed financially worry about the future and what they can do to protect themselves. And one of the issues I raise in the book, and I'd like to talk about over the next hour, involves the seeking more safety, simplicity, and predictability in our financial lives, and also recognizing that while we can't control the investment markets, there is an awful lot in our financial lives that we can control. And I want to talk about those because that's very important. Everybody's losing sleep, but you should not lose sleep over things that you can control in your financial life. That's so important these days. So The New Affluence is designed to help people feel better about the financial future, to think that they have more control, and whatever happens in the economy, there are ways to protect yourself. You can't insulate yourself from it, but there are ways to protect yourself so that should adversity strike, it won't be overly deleterious to the family's finances.
My guest is PBS financial advisor Jonathan Pond, author of The New Affluence. That's what we're talking about today. Give us a call, 614-292-8513. If you have a question or comment for Jonathan Pond, you can also email us at allsides@wosu.org. There are, when you're talking about the new affluence, when you're talking about achieving those goals, you said achieving those goals of simplicity and doing the things that you can make changes in, because you can't affect the overall economy and individuals can't. You have to start by asking yourself a lot of questions.
Oh, you sure do. And our financial lives hinge on a number of areas. It's not certainly just investing and saving. It's investing in the right kinds of accounts and the right kinds of plans, whether it's tax favored or not. It also includes insurance and making sure that your debt gets under control, minimizing income taxes. No one out there that says you should be overpaying your taxes. Getting your estate plans in order. I'm really disturbed by the number of younger people out there who have children or a spouse or a partner and they don't have a will, and it's about 40%, by the way, of all of the adult population does not have a will. So these are the kinds of things you need to pay attention to. That's a good example. Get the will done. You don't have to revisit it very frequently. And once the will is over with, that's just one other thing you've got under control in your financial life. Get the right kind of insurance. That's, you've got some control right there. And that way you chip away at the things on your financial to-do list, and you'll be able to seek a better financial future. There's something that I've had on my mind, Anne, that I want to bring up because I just see this as a huge problem in my practice and just in talking with people on the talk shows, if I may.
Sure.
It's people who are retiring with a lot of debt and just seeing how much it drags them down financially. Some can't avoid that, but you need to recognize that a lot of debt is going to really impair your lifestyle in retirement, and if it persists for many, many years, it just can drag you down. I mean, a very simple example is somebody who is retired and has $2,000 in mortgage debt. In order to pay that off, assuming it's going to last many, many years, would need hundreds of thousands of dollars more in the kitty compared with someone who retires with no debt. So that's something that I see more and more now as boomers are preparing to retire, and it's almost a dichotomy. I can almost ask a question of people not knowing anything about their finances. They're getting ready to retire. I say, do you have any debt? They say no. I said, you're going to be okay. If they have debt, that's a big red flag. I used to say another thing, we're figuring, you know, what one question could I ask that could determine someone's preparedness for retirement, and that was, how long have you been in the house you have now? If it's been a long, long time, you pretty much can figure they're mortgage-free, and they're not the kinds of people that have, what do I call it, an edifice complex, who have to move every few years into a bigger house with a bigger mortgage. So I worry about that. I don't usually lose sleep over things, but I really worry about people entering retirement with a ton of debt. And we can talk about ways to whittle that down.
And I would definitely want to talk about the housing market, too. But first, I want to remind folks that my guest is Jonathan Pond, PBS financial advice expert Jonathan Pond. He's offering three thank you gifts to you and a great combo package. These gifts are exclusive for public broadcasting and are only available to you right now. You can go to our website and read detailed descriptions of all the gifts, or you can call and ask our volunteers about the gifts. Call 1-866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org. Our pledge levels this hour range from $60 to $120 to $225. Really, there's something for everyone and any budget. So each of these thank you gifts will help you stay afloat while the economy continues to recover, and it'll help us out a lot. Call 1-866-897-9678 or go to our secure server at WOSU.org. Just real quickly, at the $60 level, Jonathan Pond's newest book, The New Affluence, Achieving Financial Security in a Changed Economy.
Uh-huh. I just revised it.
Yes, you're right. It's a new and revised version,
it's
right?
It's 20% longer than the previous one. You know, things happen over time. And so it's been revised. And literally, I was unable to send you a copy. The books were delivered yesterday. I helped them bring them off the truck. So they're ready, hot off the press, as it were.
I saw the new cover, though.
Yes.
And it has just a dollar bill on there.
That's right.
So there's a subtle suggestion there, but we'll talk about that in a second. At the $120 level, a choice of your lifetime financial planner or your investment roadmap. Both are one-of-a-kind personalized and confidential reports that provide analysis, guidance, and recommendations on all important areas of your financial life. Each one at the $120 pledge level, if you want the combo, all three items, the New Affluence, your lifetime financial planner, and your investment roadmap at the $225 level. So make the call right now. Let's get started and show your support for WOSU and 89.7 NPR News. Let's go back to that housing issue briefly, because that's a really big deal right now. Interest rates have stayed low. You know, I was looking back over my scripts from a couple years ago, and we were talking about they were low then. But now the 15-year refinance is going for under 4%.
That's right.
Wow. And how do you decide what's the right thing to do?
And 15 years is really an outstanding way. What the only downside, obviously, you've got to qualify, and that's still tough for people. Although I'm hearing, I have no substantive attestation of this, but I'm hearing that now the banks, where you have your mortgage at a higher rate, say 6%, 5.5%, are contacting the homeowners themselves and asking and saying, we can refinance at a much lower rate because they're afraid they're going to lose the mortgage. Through refinancing. So, you know, the first person to go to might be the company that now has your mortgage. I mean, the rates are so low. And the one red flag here, Anne, is people might, let's say they have 20 years to run on their mortgage and they refinance for 30 years.
Right.
That isn't accomplishing anything. Refinance over 20 or 15. I've looked at some examples, and people with a 30-year mortgage with 20 or 25 years to go can sometimes refinance at 15 years and still have a lower payment, even though they're going to amortize the mortgage over a much shorter period of time. You really, apropos what I talked about a few minutes ago, you really want to try to get that paid off by the time you retire, or certainly within a few years after you retire. And one way to do that is to refinance over a shorter period. Take a 15, take a 10-year. You'll be surprised with these low rates at the fact that it's probably not going to cost much more, if any more, to do so.
And you can achieve something on the short term, and you can, in some cases, actually lower your payment, your monthly payment, and you can achieve something for the long term.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's hard not to have a pretty good retirement if you own your home free and clear. Another issue we might want to talk about is, you know, this movement toward renting as opposed to owning a home. But as far as refinancing, this is a great time to do it. And what a marvelous time to be a first time home buyer. My oldest daughter is a teacher in New York, and a real estate agent sent me a flyer on a beautiful condo in New York that she could probably afford. She's paying $3,000 in rent, by the way. She could get well under $3,000 and own something in New York. Prices aren't that depressed in New York, but they're still depressed, and it's a good example of why younger people may certainly want to consider buying a home. I mean, they say, but interest rates may go lower and prices may drop. Who cares? Prices are attractive now. Interest rates are very low. I have two words to describe those that are waiting around for rates to drop more, prices to drop more. The two words are permanent renter. And that doesn't mean you might not necessarily want to rent. There could be a good reason for it, particularly if you don't think you're going to be around in that location, in that home, for at least 5 years. But I think it's sort of like stocks, They've been so depressed until very recently, and I say to people, you might regret buying stocks or buying a stock mutual fund right now. You might regret it 6 months from now or a year from now, but 10 years from now, we're going to say, hey, the fall of 2011 was a pretty good time to, add a little money to the stock market, to your stock holdings.
And you said, though, that's assuming you're not going to be moving.
Yeah.
Yep. And a lot of people, they don't know, particularly young people.
Yeah.
So that's the other side of the equation.
That's right. That's right. And you know, you really have to figure out, particularly since prices may still decline, that you're going to be there for 5 years. And certainly things change. I mean, you can't be absolutely certain. But if there's a fair probability you're not going to be there for 5 years, I wouldn't buy at this point.
My guest this hour is PBS financial advisor Jonathan Pond. If you have a question or comment for Jonathan, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. And I had a question for our listeners. What have you done to adjust your lifestyle to the new economy? 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides with Ann Fisher, and we need to hear from you right now. We have $2,500 to go right now. Thanks to everybody for your support so far. Support the conversations that All Sides brings to you every day. We work hard to bring you interesting people like Jonathan Pond, and our conversations are in-depth. Many times we talk to a guest for 40 minutes, sometimes an entire hour. You will only find that on public radio. Support 89.7 NPR News. Call 1-866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org and show your support for the radio. You know, for radio, we also stream online, by the way, at WOSU.org/allsides. Show your support for all of that right now. We have $2,500 to go. I know we're going to get where we need to go bit by bit, listener by listener. So do your part and give us a call or go online at WOSU.org and make the pledge right now.
That's right.
Jonathan, we have some calls coming in. We welcome those calls at 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. When you talk about getting into a house right now and getting a great deal, that's also further temptation, though, to maybe buy more than you really can afford because you're thinking, hey, it's never going to be this good again.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that are trading up now. And they're thinking, wow, why don't I buy a bigger place? And I'm not sure that's a smart decision. I think more and more people should consider downsizing because their houses are bigger than they need. And so you have to be careful of that. And if you do want to trade up, first of all, sell the albatross you've got now before buying. I hear this lament all the time on the talk shows, and that is, wow, last year I bought a house and it's a really, you know, great bargain, and I said, yeah, but it has declined in value. Well, it has, but I can't sell my other house, so they're stuck with two mortgages, and that doesn't stay very much fun for very long.
Rachel East of Bexley, welcome to the show, Rachel.
Hello.
I'm
24 and I just bought my first house, and I'm wondering if it's a good idea to, like, at the end of the month, if I have extra money to pay it towards the principal or to put it in savings, or
yeah,
what to do with the extra money.
Good for you. You're a poster child, Rachel, for this is the way we would like our children to behave. My first question is, how much are you contributing to your retirement plans at work?
I just got a new job and I haven't started, so that's probably where my money should go, huh?
That's where your money should go, and if you have a little bit left over, do an IRA. As much as I am a fan of paying down the mortgage with extra payments, the saving for retirement is more important, Rachel, because think about it. You can always make extra payments against the mortgage, but every year you forego contributing to your retirement plans is a year you can't make up, because with retirement contributions, it's use it or lose it every year.
Mm-hmm.
So I would start on that at 24. If you can save 10% of your income in your 20s and invest the money wisely, but your investment roadmap report, which I will strongly encourage you to take advantage of, will show you how to invest wisely in this current environment, and say, you know, do 10% and you should be fine. You should really be fine. And if you want to throw $100 a month against the mortgage, fine. But retirement plan contributions are more important at this stage.
Rachel, thanks for your call, and congratulations on your new house and on your new job.
The WOSU listeners are so good and so smart. It doesn't mean some of them don't have financial challenges, but wow, I'm always impressed. That's why I so much enjoy being with you, Ann.
One of the best bargains we have out there today is our combo today with Jonathan Pond at the $225 level. Jonathan Pond's new book, The New Affluence, with 20% more information in it, and also your lifetime financial planner and your investment roadmap. What would you recommend for Rachel, the financial planner or the investment roadmap?
I think the investment roadmap, but Rachel might also consider the combo. And maybe she has a family member that could benefit. So many people take advantage of these, the combos, and they give one to, say, a parent or a sibling who might benefit from it. Let me do a quick description of the roadmap, the financial roadmap, and the lifetime financial, the investment roadmap, and the lifetime financial planner. These are the result of 25 years of work on my part to try to get really good, reliable, up-to-date information to people that's customized. And what happens is shortly after you make your pledge to WOSU, you will receive the questionnaires. And you can fill out the questionnaires on paper and mail them to me, or you can do it online and email them to me. Either way, once we get the information from you, and the questionnaires are easy to fill out, they're confidential. I don't even need to know your name and address on these things if you choose to have me email you your report. But once the information is reviewed, I look at the information. I provide some comments where necessary. You'll receive your report either by email or by mail. It's up to you. It's your choice. I strive to please, and I am very committed to public broadcasting, and that's why I make these available only to those smart people who are concerned about their financial future and want to make a pledge. And I'm very proud of what we do. Those of you who may have heard me last year, I can say we have gone through a complete revision of these reports. The investment recommendations have changed because the market's changed. There are situations, and that's in the investment roadmap. The Lifetime Financial Planner has some new features, which I'll talk about in a little while. But each of those is available at the $120 level. The book, The New Affluence, which I'll be happy to sign, is available at a $60 show of support. And I'm sure, as in the past, many of you will step up to what is a wonderful way to say thank you to WOSU. At $225, you will receive the combo of all of the aforementioned. And incidentally, Ann, with your permission, I'd love to throw in my weekly email newsletter. It's called Ponderings, and it's very popular. And
it always makes me smile when I.
It does, okay. and that, by the way, is if you go on my website and ask for Ponderings, it would be $60, and I'll be happy to make that available to anybody that pledges at any of the three pledge levels. And so you'll receive a year of Ponderings, and it's funny, it's informative, and it's quick. You get it every Monday morning.
Speaking of smart public media listeners, thank you to Victoria in Columbus, and thanks to Sally in Hilliard and Ron in Columbus. Thanks for your support of 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. We have $1,900 to go. Jonathan Pond just mentioned he's going to throw in membership to his weekly or monthly.
Weekly.
Okay. Yeah. Ponderings along at any of the levels, at the $60 level with his newest book, The New Affluence, Achieving Financial Security in a Changed Economy. It'll help you simplify your financial life. It will teach you how to use the economic recovery to your advantage. I always like rereading sections of it when I prepare for our interviews, Jonathan. It's just easy to understand, and it's the kind of thing you can reread. You need to be reminded about some of these things.
That's right. And I think it's well organized. Mm-hmm. The new edition has, which is a a benefit to those of aging, visually impaired individuals. The type size is bigger, Ann, so you might be able to take off the glasses.
Even bigger than last time?
Yes,
because you had a nice type size there too.
Yeah, it's whatever it is, whatever your thinking is, I just find that from the standpoint of the Pond family, all of our charitable giving is to educational institutions, and I look at public media as the most accessible educational institution in our country that benefits everybody from all walks of life, all financial walks of life, and it is so essential to the community, and that's why you're not going to find these. Now, some of you might call my office in Boston and try to sleaze your way into one of these, and they'll very politely say, well, go back to your station, please. That's the commitment. I think this is these are thank you gifts that will pay dividends for you every day of the year, just like WOSU pays dividends every day of the year.
Our goal this hour was $3,000, and we have $1,900 left to go before the end of the hour. Go online to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. And with a membership to 89.7 NPR News at the $60 level, you'll be supporting public radio and supporting All Sides. And you can get your own copy of the book, The New Affluence, Achieving Financial Security in a Changed Economy. When you pick up the phone right now and call 1-866-897-9678 or go online to our secure server at WOSU.org. These thank you gifts we're talking about today are only available, as Jonathan has said several times now, they're only available to people who support public broadcasting. This is the only way to take advantage of what you're hearing about today. Don't wait. Call now while Jonathan Pond is on the air. Call 1-866-897-9678 or go online to our secure server at WOSU.org. Jennifer in New Albany. Jennifer? Hi, Jennifer in New Albany.
I have a question, a comment and a question pertaining to divorce finance. And my comment is, I would like to know if there exists or just ask that somebody comes up with a financial template that indicates when the financial investments in fighting divorce supersedes the financial benefits that you might, acquire from divorce. Because, boy, I'm about ruined, and I'm a hairdresser, and I know that so many of my clients have been ruined by divorce. Because of in my case, maybe short-sighted financial short-sightedness. That having been said, I'm eligible for about $21,000 of my husband's retirement, and I have about $10,000 in lawyer legal bills right now, and a whole bunch of other things. What should I do with that lump sum that I'm supposed to get? I heard you talk about retirement and how important that is. As a hairdresser, I don't have anything other than that. So.
Right. I would if you don't have a plan at your place of business, which is perhaps unlikely that you would, I would do $6,000 in an IRA this year, which is the most you can do, and next January put another $6,000 into an IRA. If you take advantage of the investment roadmap, it actually provides specific mutual funds and exchange traded funds that are right for your particular situation and don't have any commissions associated with them, so that you might take advantage of that, Jennifer. But divorce is a no one comes out without serious financial impediments after a divorce. I mean, it just works that way. The old saying is marriage may be grand, but divorce is about $100,000. But what you need to do now, Jennifer, you're starting from scratch. The fact that you're concerned about what to do with the money, and you can put it away, and that would do $12,000 of it. The rest of it may have to go to pay the attorneys. But put that in the past and go forward. And I think you should be able to do okay.
Jennifer, thanks for your call.
Can I make one more comment?
Sure.
Sure.
It would be really nice if somebody would come out with some sort of, you know, projection based on where they start financially and, mm-hmm. and, you know, like at a certain time, cutoff time to just say, okay, and take your beating. I mean, because that's the point. Everybody stands their ground.
Yeah, it would be. It would be useful. And that's why having decent counsel or perhaps arbitration, it may be too late now, to try to come up with the fairest possible settlement. And those who go into a relationship may want, and where there's a significant difference in the financial wherewithal between the two spouses, in this instance, to get a prenuptial contract. Which will should the marriage end would provide with a predetermined split of the marital assets. So thank you very much, Jennifer, for your call. Good
Thanks,
luck,
Jennifer, for the call, and yeah, good luck, Jennifer. This is listener supported 89.7 NPR News. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and this is our fall membership drive. And our goal today is simple: to get your pledge of support. Call 1-866-897-9678 or go online at WOSU.org. And in return for your pledge, we are offering you a great gift from Jonathan Pond, my guest right now, the PBS financial advice expert. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Call that number and make a pledge of $120 and pick up your Lifetime Financial Planner, which is your personal financial report. It's done by Jonathan Pond. You will fill out a short questionnaire, and then Jonathan will send you personalized financial planning information. That is for a pledge of $120. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. And you can get your finances back on track in this changed economy. Call 1-866-897-9678. And for $225, receive Jonathan Pond's book, A Personal Financial Planner, and A Personalized Investment Planner. That's a $225 pledge of support to 1-866-897-9678 or online at WOSU.org. It's a pledge of support for the radio. It's a show it's a pledge of support for yourself. It's an investment in yourself. It's an investment in your community. 1-866-897-9678. Teresa in Clintonville, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, Teresa.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My husband and I have two homes. One's paid for. The one here in Columbus, we want to sell in 3 years because that's when we'll retire and move to the other home. We have a mortgage on that for 22 years left at 7.25. And I would want to know if we should refinance in case we can't sell the home here and maybe just rent the home in Columbus and keep it.
Okay, Teresa, with a 7.25, it's almost a slam dunk to refinance it.
Okay.
First. And if you can't sell it at the time you want to retire, you could consider renting it, but that can get old very fast. Is,
right.
is the other home a distance away from Columbus?
An hour and a half.
Okay. So I would look at that as kind of a stopgap thing. Hopefully the markets will be stronger when you get ready to retire. It's likely things will improve, but one
right.
can never tell. I could have said that 3 years ago, the same thing, and it hasn't. So I think your approach is correct here.
Okay.
Sell the house, but you're in an enviable position that you don't have to sell it right away. So I would probably put it on the market and not rent it initially and see what happens over
right.
the 6 month
period. Right, that's
what
we plan to do. Yeah, we plan to try and sell it, but then if it didn't sell for what we wanted.
Yep.
Then we would probably try to rent it.
That's right. That's right. And possibly you could enjoy being a landlady and earn some nice rent. You could put 20 undergraduates in there. And
my neighbors would not like
that. That'd be fun.
Yeah, and that's right. But anyway, good luck, Teresa.
All right, thanks so much.
Thanks, Teresa.
Oh, and incidentally, Ann, I just want to follow up on Jennifer,
sure.
the penultimate caller. And one thing that comes to mind, if her settlement, the $21,000, as she intimated, comes out of her husband's retirement, two things. One, she should be able or may be able to roll that right over into an IRA of her own.
Does she have to roll over the entire amount?
Well, if she doesn't, and it's in a retirement plan, that's the second point.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say she wants to pay the legal fees with it. If it's in a retirement account and she takes it out, it could be subject to taxes and, depending upon her age, penalties. So she needs some good advice. Hopefully the lawyer can provide it or a tax person. But
Or...
Yes?
Lifetime financial planner?
A lifetime financial planner will actually address some of the issues pertaining mm-hmm. to that, yes, because
okay.
first thing, it asks you what your status is, single, married, partnered, divorced, and that could provide some guidance as well.
Thanks to Deborah and James in Columbus, and also thanks to Heather in Columbus. We have $1,400 to go in just about 17 minutes. So give us a call right now, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to our secure server at WOSU.org and show your support for 89.7 NPR News. Show your support for All Sides with Dan Fisher if you like what we're doing with the show and you like how the trajectory of All Sides, then this is the time, this is the way you kind of vote with your pocketbook and tell WOSU, tell the folks upstairs that this is something you enjoy and you care about and you want to keep. 614-292-8513 is the number to call if you want to talk to my guest this hour, Jonathan Pond, PBS Financial Advisor. You can also email us at allsides@wosu.org. We haven't gotten any emails yet today, so if you're more comfortable with that, please do. allsides@wosu.org or call 614-292-8513 if you want to give us a chat. And I'd love to know what people are doing to adjust to the economy. People who feel like they're successfully adjusting to the economy, what's your secret? Please give us a call and share the wealth, because everybody, you know, you can always use more help on that score, and that's what Jonathan Pond is here for.
And the fact is, most people are still employed, the vast majority. Some are underemployed, unfortunately, but and I think often I find is that their fears are ill-founded. They may be overreacting to the potential that they might lose their job or they lose their investment money, and that's part of what these reports do. They really, I mean, you fill out the questionnaires, and by the way, the questionnaires are easy to fill out, and there's no time limit on them. So you fill out the questionnaires and send them to me, and people say one of the greatest compliments I've had, and it's numerous times over the years, they say it's just like I'm sitting in the living room dispensing financial information specific to your own situation. It's objective, it's helpful, and it's understandable.
Right.
And I summarize things. I give you a to-do list of things pertaining to you. What are the most important things to do in your financial life? So I do hope you will make a pledge either by calling 1-866-897-9678 or the technologically literate would go to WOSU.org and make a pledge and consider the $225 combo. Maybe a gift for a family member would be in the cards here. And but what I pledge to do is to give you information that is something that is going to help you approach whatever your situation is now, whatever your age, whatever's going on in your financial life. This is truly customized information that's going to help you. And incidentally, the Lifetime Financial Planner is the most popular thank you gift ever offered in the history of public media.
Right.
And the investment roadmap, because it came in a few years later, is, I'm told, the second most popular thank you gift. And I will continue to make them available only to those who are smart enough to show their support for their their local station.
And, you know, I get calls and emails from people afterward that, who have taken availed themselves of the $225 level, the combo,
mm-hmm.
all three, you know, items, the book, The New Affluence, The Lifetime Financial Planner, and your investment roadmap. And they maybe give the lifetime financial, your lifetime financial planner to one of their kids who's
yep.
Now ready to invest money, or I'm sorry, now ready, is just getting started.
Mm-hmm.
And just starting out, and maybe they got that first job like Rachel, and then maybe the other kid, they're ready to maybe start sinking some money into some more complicated things. They get
right.
your investment roadmap. Maybe the new affluence goes to one of the to another child,
mm-hmm.
or they just read it themselves. But that's a great. You can really split up that package to suit a lot of different needs.
Exactly, and it really some people think that, well, I'm retired, what can you do for me? Fully a third of the individuals who respond to this and fill out their questionnaires are already retired.
Mm-hmm.
Your financial life doesn't end when you retire, certainly. And we've actually had the age range is from the late teens to the late 90s of people who have filled out the questionnaires. So it runs the gamut. And I'm just happy to have this. It's in a constant state of revision. There is so much information that I want to impart, so I really organize the reports so that you have a summary letter where I talk about your overall financial situation and the one or two most important things you need to do. There's another introduction to the body of the report that goes through the various areas and how important they are to you. And then there's the priority listing, which is like a to-do list, which shows in order of priority what you need to do. And it's got check boxes, so you check it off and move down the list.
In the your financial, your lifetime financial planner, some of the topics that headings for the questionnaire, planning and record keeping, insurance, borrowing and credit, saving and investment, investing, your home, income tax planning, planning for your retirement, estate planning, investment diversification questions, all kinds of topics in there to talk about. And it's all broken down in some really easy to understand questions. Let's get to some questions now. Oh, by the way, $1,000 to go this hour. Thanks to John in Westerville and Patrick in Columbus. Thanks so much for your support for 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. Molly in Dublin, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, Molly.
Oh, thanks, Ann. I have a comment and a question. My comment, and I'm coming late to the conversation, so if this has already been said, I apologize. I just wanted to say that I lived overseas for a couple years, and we had a property manager manage our house, and it was hassle-free and wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing I want to ask is... unfortunately, I had a brain tumor go undiagnosed for 10 years and had really poor judgment when it came to my finances, so I wrecked my credit rating. Now, luckily, my husband has a perfect credit rating, so we're not really mm-hmm. in jeopardy. But how do I repair my credit rating?
Okay. Good luck, by the way, with your health challenge,
yeah.
Molly.
Thank you. Yeah, it's going really well.
Great.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And, you know, There's so much. One comment I should make: my late father was special assistant for health affairs to three consecutive presidents. I grew up in Washington, and he used to talk about the fact that as good as our healthcare system is in this country, it is unevenly distributed, and you're in an area where you're getting superb healthcare. So thank heavens for that. Apropos the property manager, you're exactly right. If you can find a good property manager, and there's some in every town, there are some lousy ones as well, and you want to be an absentee landlord or landlady, that's the way to go.
But they can actually save you money.
They can. I mean, mm-hmm. they have connections with all the plumbers and electricians right. and all that, and they take the midnight calls. You don't have to. It's worth the money for many, many people. As far as reestablishing your credit, It's just like when you're starting out. If you can get a credit card, sometimes you might have to get one of these prepaid credit cards where you get a balance and you make the payment. You make regular payments, and even department store cards, and just start to establish a pattern of borrowing modestly and paying off the balances with some regularity. It'll be surprising how fast you will be able to restore your good credit. I mean, I've talked with people who have been bankrupt who have qualified for a mortgage with 2 years later. So there's never, you know, you don't lose hope. And it sounds like your financial situation with your husband is not so bad. So try to get credit on your own, in your own name, and you will rebuild it. And that's important to do.
Good luck, Molly.
I just want to say one more thing. I came back from Abu Dhabi, and our insurance is not paying the claim, which is $400,000 for my surgery, which is a huge thing. But we made arrangements. We're slowly paying it off. But I was really lucky to get insurance through Obamacare, and that's saving us financially. So I just wanted to add that. And thanks so much for all your good advice.
Oh, thank you. And a point very well taken. I mean, there's a lot of contention around Obamacare, but there's none around the importance of people being with pre-existing conditions to be covered.
We have only $600 to go, thanks to, I can't see the names, but I know Patricia and Hilliard is one of them, and also Charles and Patricia and Hilliard, and Susan in Columbus, thanks so much for your support. We have about 8 minutes to go, and just $600 to go, so we can make it.
Another point, Anne, is when I indicated that you can wait. Most people want to fill out their questionnaires right away and get their reports, but I assign no time limit for your filling out the questionnaire. Sometimes I get them 5 or 6 years later.
I mean, maybe if you're getting ready to move or you're getting a new job,
exactly.
You maybe want to wait and see how the dust settles. Yeah.
But there is a time limit, and the time limit is that the program is ending, and right. I just hope you'll take advantage of it. And, I'm not being selfish here. Well, maybe I am, because I just am such a strong believer in public media, and I I'm delighted to be able to have the effort, and it's a huge effort on my part, to be able to give you advice that you can understand and trust. But it's 7 minutes or so left to be able to do that. So at the $60 level, my newly revised book, The New Affluence, which I'll be happy to sign. At the $120 level, your lifetime financial planner, which looks at all areas of your financial life, and your investment roadmap, which takes an in-depth look at your investments, or if you don't have any investments now but plan to, it'll give you a plan for that. Those are available at $120 either or. There's no overlap between the two.
Right.
So many people take advantage of both of those at the $225 level and receive the book as well, and certainly at any level, a one-year subscription to Ponderings, which is my weekly email newsletter.
Mike in Columbus, you're on the air. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks, Anne. I appreciate it. And Mr. Pond, it's great to speak with you. I am a early 40-something. And I have had about 5 years back, I had health concerns, and that kind of knocked me for a financial loop. And then later, I was able to get a house a couple of years ago, but then it occurred to me, I have no savings, no retirement, nothing.
Yep.
So I'm like, what do 40-somethings do? We don't have as much time, and my resources are stretched.
Yeah.
So where do I go from here?
What's the situation with your housing now?
My housing, I have a condo. I own it. Well, not own it. I'm buying it.
Yeah.
I'm making my payments on time. I'm okay as far as that's concerned.
Yeah.
Good. It's just it doesn't feel like there's much left.
All right, Mike. You still got plenty of time left. First of all. Secondly, let me state this, I had this in a program I did for PBS a few years ago, and people didn't realize it. If you own your place free and clear when you retire, and you have Social Security and a couple of hundred thousand, now that's a lot of money. I grant you, you have a couple of $100,000 put away, you're going to have a pretty darn good retirement. You don't have to be a millionaire. You don't have to be a five-millionaire. You can live quite well on Social Security, a mortgage-free home, and a couple of $100,000. People in the business questioned that, and they put pencil to paper, and they said, you know, Jonathan, you're right. Accumulating $200,000 over the next 20 years, Mike, is not a big challenge, particularly if you can contribute in a tax-advantaged manner through your place of work or by doing IRAs. I have a lot of confidence in you because you bought the house. That's a good thing.
Mike, good luck. Take care. Thanks to Melissa in Columbus, and thanks to Allison in Mount Victory. We have $300 to go and 4 minutes. We can do it. $300 in 4 minutes. Heck yeah, we can do it. At the $60 level, Jonathan Bond's newest book, The New Affluence, Achieving Financial Security in a Changed Economy. And at the $120 pledge level, either your lifetime financial planner or your investment roadmap. And if you want to get them both and the book at the $225 level, you can do that. Jonathan Pond is with us now. He's joined us for this hour to answer your questions. If you appreciate the sort of things that we do on public radio, if you appreciate 89.7 FM NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher, now is the time to vote with your pocketbook and tell us what you think. 614-1, the number to call is 1-866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org. Pick up the phone and make that call right now, 1-866-897-9678, or go to WOSU.org and make that pledge online at our secure server. Make a pledge of $225 and your thank you gift is the combo package. Everything we've been talking about this hour for a pledge of $225. It's a great investment in public radio. It's a great investment in the future of All Sides, and it's a great investment in yourself. $225 is less than a dollar a day, and you get a great thank you gift to yourself in return. Go online to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678.
I'm glad to hear the support that we're getting.
I know. We have someone just called the phone number, and they meant to, they're going to pledge online. So we thank her.
Great. That's great. Well, things are looking a little better, I think, in the economy. It looks like we're not going to have a double-dip recession. The jobs numbers still stink. Housing is still in a funk. But overall, I think people should be a little more encouraged about the future. Not a great deal, but a little more encouraged, and realize you do have a lot in your financial life that you can control.
1-866-897-9678 is the number to call if you want to make that pledge by phone right now. You can also visit WOSU.org. We only have a few minutes left. Last time I checked, $300 to go. Let's make the goal to this hour, 1-866-897-9678. Jonathan Pond joined us today to talk about personal finance, and because he knows how difficult getting your finances in order can be, especially during this economic downturn. He's also here because he knows the importance of public radio. Only public broadcasting can offer you the detailed financial advice that Jonathan Pond offers. So call with your pledge of support. Tell us it's something that's important to you. 1-866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org. Make a pledge of $60 and we will send you the book, The New Affluence. It's a brand new edition of it. 20% more information, a nice new cover, and bigger printing. It doesn't get any better than that. Our goal this hour was $3,000. We have a $150 to go, and I am told just 1 minute. Jonathan Pond, thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
And it's always so much fun. You have great listeners and great supporters of your great station.
I agree. Thanks for listening. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher. This is WOSU 89.7, WOSU HD1, and WOSU 820 Columbus, and streaming online at WOSU.org, 89.7 NPR News, a service of WOSU Public Media.